Thank you and greetings, friends. The Psalms, number 102 and verse 6, gives us in prophecy an experience of the Lord Jesus when he undertook man's cause at the cross, when he was under the shadow of the cross, the sufferings of the cross. The Old Testament gives us explicit details in the sufferings of the Lord Jesus on the cross. Those who spake in old times, holy men of God, who spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, they give us the details of the sufferings of the Lord Jesus, what it meant to him, how he did suffer. And my friends, there isn't anything that should so concern us as the sufferings of the Lord Jesus on behalf of us. We hear much about his birth, and so we should. We hear very little about his death, but we really should hear more about his death than his birth, because it was his death on the cross that brings life and peace and joy and satisfaction to the one who will accept him as their personal Savior, who will receive the truth that he died for their sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, in order that we may be brought back to God, that we may be cleansed from our guilt and sin, and that we might be brought into fellowship with God again, the fellowship that man forfeited and lost when in the bitter tree in the Garden of Eden, man disobeyed the only request that God made of man to keep. He only had one thing to obey the Lord in, and that was not to partake of the tree of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden. But Satan came on the scene and caused man to sin and to disobey God. He deceived Eve, and then she gave her husband Adam to eat, and they fell. And they lost communion with God at the middle tree in the garden. And man must come back now to the middle tree at the cross of Calvary, because the Lord Jesus was crucified on the middle cross, a malefactor on each side. And there man comes and takes his place as a guilty sinner. And there he trusts the Savior that died to bring him back to God, whose precious blood cleanses from all sin and makes us new creatures in Christ Jesus. We must come back by faith to the middle tree at the cross of Calvary, on which the Lord Jesus bled and suffered and died for you and me, for our sins, for he had none of his own. But the agony that he went through, the sufferings that he went through and endured at the hands of the cross, of sinners at the cross, because we read that he endured the cross. He endured it. What an awful suffering. What a terrible death to die. To languish. To burn with fever. To burn with thirst. To burn with suffering until the body dies. Normally, this was the suffering of the ones on the cross. But the Lord Jesus, when he finished the work that saves the soul, he bowed his own head and he dismissed his own spirit. And he passed into what we would call a death. He died that we might live. The New Testament tells us what was done to him, but doesn't tell us exactly what he suffered or that he was suffering. We would know that from what was done to him, but the Old Testament explains to us and gives us details of his suffering, and he revealed through the writers of the Old Testament what he was going to suffer and did suffer on the cross of Calvary. In Psalm 102, we have a very plaintive illustration of some part of the sufferings that the Lord Jesus endured, because it can't all be told in one place. There are many places in the Old Testament where a side or a part of the sufferings of the Savior is told for your benefit and mine, and we must read the Bible in order to find it out. We must come to the Scriptures to learn what actually took place at the cross. Before man could be ever saved and in heaven, before man could ever be brought back into fellowship and communion with God, there must be the shedding of blood, for the God Jehovah explained in the very early chapters of the Bible that without shedding of blood, there's no remission. So all the sacrifices, the animals that were slain, and the birds and the fowls that were slain upon the altars of the Jewish folk, they only pointed forward to the cross of Calvary, where the Lord Jesus would shed his own blood. For Peter writes, we are not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb that is without blemish and without spot. And so, in Psalm 102, we get some of the loneliness because he suffered alone. He said, of the people there was none with him. No. The world was against him. They cried out with him, away with this man. We'll not have him to reign over us. They thirsted for his blood, for his death. They thought of him as an impostor. And so there was none with him. He looked for some to take pity. He found none. And for comforters, but there were none. No one cared. No one sympathized with him. He was left alone to die. And in that suffering, we have some little expression of it in Psalm 102 and verse 6. Well, in verse 4, we have something also that leads up to it. In verse 4, my heart is smitten. Wasn't his body was lacerated with the lash, but he said, my heart is smitten. What man did to him there reached his heart. Their lashes made his body like his back like a plowed field, Isaiah writes. But what man did to him, it smote him in the heart. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. He didn't have any breakfast that morning, as far as the Bible shows. They took him at the very break of day, and they took him to Pilate's judgment hall. They caused him to endure all of their ignominy and shame, and then finally crucified him. My reason of the voice of my groanings, my bones cleave to my skin. All his bones were out of joint, we read. This leads up to verse 6. From here, the psalmist writes, and what he writes is was prophetically true of the Lord Jesus and endured by the Lord Jesus at the shades of the cross and while on the cross. So in verse 6, the Savior says, and this is said of the Savior, I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. Here are two of the great I ams concerning the Lord Jesus. And when he went to the cross, here are similes. He says, I am like a pelican in the wilderness, alone, all alone. Thus, the hymn writer put it, he bare, he suffered, he bled and died, alone. There was none with him, none of the people shared in his grief and suffering. None tried to comfort him. He looked for comforters, but there was none. None. I am like a pelican alone in the wilderness. No one about him. Positively, absolutely alone. My friend, have you ever been alone for just a little while? Absolutely alone? It's a dreadful experience. If you're away where you can't find anybody, it's a dreadful experience. I am like a pelican of the wilderness, nobody around him. There was none that cared. He looked for some to take pity, But there was none. And then he says, I am like an owl of the desert. Is alone both day and night. The owl does get about at night. It's usually still in the day. But the Lord Jesus said, I am like the pelican in the wilderness, all alone. Like the owl in the desert, nobody there either. All dried up. My throat is dried, he said. My tongue cleaveth to my mouth. I am like a pelican in the wilderness. I am like an owl in the desert. Both alone. Both suffering, both sharing the lonesomeness, all alone. They're like the Savior on the cross. My friend, the Lord Jesus suffered agonies untold for you and me. That was his love for us. Don't talk about love unless we think of God's love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and he gave his only begotten Son, and the Lord Jesus gave himself. Paul could write, who loved me and gave himself for me. Can you say that, my friend, by faith, and know within your heart and soul you've made the Savior yours by just accepting him as a Savior that died for you, that loved you, paid your debt on the cross? My friend, are you saved? Do you know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior? Our Father, we pray thy blessing upon thy word to this end. The Lord Jesus who suffered as a pelican in the wilderness, as an owl in the desert. And we pray thee, Lord, to bless men and women and draw them to the Savior. They may not be alone for all eternity without him. Bless our president, our country, our government, our peoples of this great land, as well as the nations of earth. We pray in the name that's far above every name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.